You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi, and welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com, where you can get this video and all other previous videos, as well as join our email newsletter group and sign up to our WhatsApp video group so you can get the videos delivered directly to your phone by visiting our website at moneyhalakha.com and clicking on the green WhatsApp join button. Today we're going to be discussing a question which arises. It really happens during the whole year, but it happens much more during Yom Tov and especially before Pesach, is in regards to people going after cleaning ladies, whether or not it's you're going after a cleaning lady who is not employed by you already and you just know that she may be available, she's in the middle of discussions with somebody else, or she already works for you and you want more hours. So basically we've tried to split this up into two different scenarios. The first scenario is that you know there's this cleaning lady, she's in the middle of discussions, she's almost done or in agreement to work for somebody else, and you want to try and jump in and maybe offer more money and get her for yourself. That's the first scenario, if you're allowed to go after her in such a case. And the second one is, let's say you have a cleaning lady, she already works for you a few days a week, and now comes Pesach and you need some extra days, extra hours, and you know that she has other days and she does use those other times to work for other people, and you want to ask her, listen, hey, before Pesach, do you mind maybe coming to me in those times? Maybe you'll offer her more money as well, maybe not. But the question is, are you allowed to go after her and take her away from the other people that she's working for? So this halakha is actually brought down in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph, and it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Simin Reish Lamed Zayin, regarding a person who goes in and he disrupts the deal between a buyer and a seller, and he goes in and after they've already decided on a price for an item, a person goes in and he offers whatever and he goes and buys the item. Or if there's an employer and an employee who've already come to terms on a price or an agreement on employment, and you go in and you take that employee, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that such a person is very scary, called a rasha. It's a very strong term to be put onto somebody, but that is actually what it says. The commentaries even bring in and say that to the extent that they would announce it in public what the person had done. That is the how chamur such a thing is, to actually go after such a person or an item after the price has been already agreed on. This is even talking about before the person has actually started work. The poskim do bring an exception to this case, where in a specific case where this specific item or this specific person presents an extraordinary and unique opportunity, then the poskim do say that there is room to be permitted, that a person would be able to pursue that item or person. Now, obviously, since the cases are all different and all the factors change from each case to case, and there's obviously the personal interests of the people who are nogeya bedavar involved, it would be impossible for a person on their own to weigh out all the factors in regarding whether or not would be allowed or not, and therefore a competent halakhic authority who's versed in these cases specifically, and they are, would have to be consulted. And of course, after all is said and done, a person has to weigh the ramifications of what would result in them doing this, how it would affect other people's lives, and that should be considered as well in their decision whether or not to pursue such an item as well. Thank you very much and have a great day.